Now, there are lots of correlations to talk about, but I can't leave you completely dry. So I'll tell you one of them. This surah in the beginning, Allah will say He warns of an intense war. قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ. This surah is upright because it's there to warn of an intense war that comes especially from Him. بَأْس in the Qur'an is exclusively used for war in the worldly sense. Ulama have commented, as when we get to the tafsir, that it can be used for dunya and for akhirah, meaning it could be the ba's of Jahannam. But if you look at, study the word ba's in the Qur'an, you will find pretty much exclusively ba's being used in the sense of dunya, this world. You know, terrible things that happen in this world. Now when war happens, then everybody should be warned. Everybody should be warned. But when war happens, and if Allah says on the one hand, there will be people who are going to, you know, to be warned because they're going to be punished, not only in this world, but in the next world. That's the kuffar. Who's on the opposite side? Believers. So if you are warning me about a war, what should be the congratulations? There's going to be a war, but don't worry. Fill in the blank. Help me. You're going to win. Don't worry. You'll come out okay. Don't worry. You'll survive. Isn't that what you're expecting? He says, وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ صَالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. And I'm thinking, okay. So he's giving good news to believers who do good deeds. They're going to have a beautiful reward. I'm thinking, maybe the reward is also where? Here. He says, no. Not this reward. مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. You live in it forever. They will remain in it forever. Where do you expect reward? So he tells us about a horrible war, and then he says, congratulations, at least you'll have Jannah. You understand? When you hear about a war, you don't want to hear about Jannah, because that might tell you what? There's a high likelihood you're going to die. You want to hear about, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be fine. You'll be okay. That's not what he protects you from. He protects you from you know, the punishment there. In other words, the people who survive this terrible war are people who have left their materialism entirely. They should not even be given a consolation that is of this dunya. Even the consolation that they've been given is of the akhirah. Because Dajjal is on one extreme. What's the extreme? Dunya. The believers, in order to combat him, will learn to place their expectations where? Akhirah and akhirah alone. They're going to learn to place their expectations in the akhirah. Now, one of the things that perplexes me about this, what I'm getting ahead of myself, but I can't help it. Quran talks about people living in Jannah forever. You talk about what expression is used for, they will remain in it forever. You must know the Arabic. Khalidina fiha abadan. Does the surah say Khalidina fiha abadan? It says Makithina fihi abadan. And usually Khalidina fihi abadan is not even a separate ayah, it's part of an ayah. Here what happens? Separate ayah. First of all, he makes just that statement a separate ayah. Then he uses language he doesn't use elsewhere. Khalidina fihi abadan. Why not Khalidina fihi? Why Makithina fihi abadan? There must be something really strange and unusual. Like there's an unusual call to put your hopes and aspirations in the afterlife, first of all by separating it into an ayah by itself, and then using language that he himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't normally use. He uses different language. When you get to that ayah, you'll see. But I'm giving you a hint already. It has to do with materialism and the fight against materialism. That this, the expectations of the akhirah are given a higher priority, and since I've already dropped that one, might as well drop the next one, and that is, you will see this run across the surah. And every single one of the stories that are, four stories, you remember? These young men have their expectations in the right place. Okay? They don't say, what's going to happen to my youth? I'm a young man, I'm not even married yet. What am I going to do in a cave? Where am I going to get food? They just go. Their expectations are in the right place. It's because false expectations are in this world. Correct expectations are with Allah. Next story is a guy who has a garden, and his false expectations are where? With his garden. The next story is Musa alayhi salam not to have false expectations based on what he sees. There's a deeper reality. Don't realize, this again, false expectation. Then the final story is who? Dhul-Qarnayn. And Dhul-Qarnayn causes, or has like victory after victory. And when people are used to victory, then they give a victory speech. And in a victory speech, he's like, I'd like to thank my soldiers who risked their lives. We are number one. Right? What does he say? He gets his victory speech and he says, well, actually, هذا رحمة من ربي. This is an act of love and mercy from my Rabb. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّاءَ. All of this victory, when the promise of my Rabb comes, all of this will be crushed. I have no expectations in this victory. You know? Because the only thing that will be forever is the reward that believers get. That is mentioned in the beginning of the surah, in which they will remain forever. So you'll see what remains forever and what doesn't remain forever, and what remains forever and what doesn't remain forever, over and over and over and over again in this surah. Allah highlighted it separately in the beginning and is going to keep teaching that lesson over again with case studies every time. SubhanAllah. This is just one of the currents that you're going to notice in the surah, inshaAllah ta'ala. So we're in for a really beautiful journey. It's one of the most beautiful places in the Quran, Surah Al-Kahf. I'm very excited that we're going to be doing this, inshaAllah ta'ala. So when we get back on Sunday now,